Yes.
J-Lo, you just added, nope. You added yourself. You just don't go enough or didn't go enough.
I haven't been.
Anybody that frequents it.
Nope.
Which the Lodge.
They have some good wings, man.
Do you know how they bred those wings?
The Lodge in Dallas.
Yeah, they taste good.
The Lodge in Dallas, Texas. The
strawberry steak, perfume.
The steak night, lobster night.
They got your face on a wall?
Oh, no. They don't got to have money. The guys I was going with, their faces on that wall.
I bet they were.
I ain't going to say nothing, Galloway.
Yeah.
I ain't going to say nothing. What's big
gig? Wow.
What's big
gig? He would tell you.
That's what he would tell you.
JD, he don't give a rip.
Yeah, he would tell you.
The other one, Big Gibson. Gibson, the biggest head on a football player ever seen. Wisconsin offensive line.
I'm not helping you.
Wisconsin offensive. Aaron Gibson. There
I'm
you
not
go.
Helping, man. You just put
AG used to go in there with his wife. I'd show up in the lodge, and AG he's literally one of the biggest humans I've ever seen.
Yeah.
His wife was a volleyball player at Wisconsin. She is a good looking but a larger woman.
Yeah.
Hey. They'd be posted up in there eating steak night at the lodge.
See?
Y'all are all lying.
They know ball, Lopez. They know ball.
And my weights are in my garage right now. Yeah. I was on this morning, J-Lo.
And some folks that know ball is the drive, so ready to hand it over to Ron, to Clint, T. Mill. You're listening to KILT, KILT, HD2, and Odyssey Sports Station. Ladies and gentlemen, the drive is live.
The drive is live.
That's right. You heard Shake Joint Clint. You hear Tyler as well. And nah, I think you're crazy. Like, you go enough. I mean, yeah, at first maybe you're skeptical. Let's bring you on a BYOB. You bring you on. And then, like, at some point you get a menu.
Absolutely.
And you take a look at a menu, and at some point, like, hey, let me get to 702 in Nashville. Let me get them wings. Let me get them fried hard.
That point is when you become a derelict.
Maybe. Maybe so. Maybe so.
Maybe so, wrong? J-Lo.
I mean,
hey, so you go enough, you get interested. You go, menu?
Hey, man, wings.
Eating in the shake? I'm good. Well, let me get a shot.
Wings and ladies' athleticism. I don't think there's...
Yeah, ma'am.
There's an issue there.
There was a time, boys. There was a time.
Good times.
I mean, to be honest with you, quickly. I don't know how many bridges I didn't cross in 40 some odd years of being single. But
good times. I'm not. You know, I'm not. It was fun a little bit. I'm not as much a strip club guy though.
I never have been. Never was.
I did it
because I mean, not that I'm above it. I was okay with whatever. I was not big into spending money at Shake Joint, so I was never a real popular man
that,
in there.
That was a part for me, and obviously, you know, I've told my stories, like that lady from South Bend who took advantage of me on those songs. For me, it was just such, like Tyler just gave me that look. If you're on YouTube and Twitch, you see, it's just such a tease. Like, at some point in your mind, you're like, she only talking to me for this $15. Or you know,
I ain't never been in a 15 joint, right?
You ain't ever been at the Silk Stocking up near College Station.
Like
man.
I mean, you know, she like you know, like away. this ain't going nowhere. I'm just in here, like it's just a tease, man. Like let me get somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. The only times that I could appreciate it is the times that I was literally hanging out in there, like. Again, watching Monday Night Football, and because we had Tuesdays off, so watching Monday Night Football, steak night, it was literally a hang.
Not a strip club. I didn't go to the hangout.
Yeah,
strip
see, club. We, I mean,
I
they,
had
they,
those,
and it was it, they hung with us. So it was, it was literally. I don't know if I've ever been in one to drop 20s. I couldn't. I'd wake up the next day and be like, I spent what? No, I can't do that. Never again. Never ever again.
Yeah. Someone texted in $15. Man, that's moments on 45th and Gulf Bank. Listen, I'm telling you, this is. I would also like to say this was about. God, how old am I? It's got to be every bit of 15, 17 years ago. So, I mean, I will say downtown Nashville. That's in the Fantasy Ranch out in Kansas City. That was another spot there. Yeah, but we give about $15, $20 for a dance. That's it. And then just now I'm left with what I'm left with after you'd have done what you did to me. And now ain't nothing.
Yeah.
And now I leave. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, I'll be honest with you. I don't know I'm not saying.
Have you been to a strip club in the last 5 years?
No.
Tyler, have you?
Yes.
Bachelor party. Somebody's bachelor party is the last time. I don't think it's been the last 5 years.
No.
No, I haven't. Nah. Yeah, it's been a minute. It has been a minute. Good for you, Tyler.
It's probably been more like
New Orleans.
I can't. I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I can remember the last time.
I can remember it. Yeah, it was about 7-8 years ago.
Remember like it was yesterday.
No, I mean 2 days ago. Like it was 2 or 3 days.
I skipped the rhino at the last bachelor party we had in Vegas.
Of the place or the stripper?
The spearmint rhino.
Oh.
I mean, boy, if a rhino shaking would be interesting.
I'm telling you, I would have to see it myself.
Here's the rhino to center stage.
Text line coming in. A bachelor party in Miami at Tootsie's.
I prefer Tootsie's in Nashville.
Ordered 100 pack wings. I bet them wings was good, man. They'd be out there frying the hell out of them wings.
Would
man.
You call it that, a pack? 100 pack? Or would it just be an order of 100 wings?
Right. I probably would just say 100 wings.
Yeah. And you don't order a pack of wings.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was odd to me.
I just read it. Yeah. 6-pack.
I mean, 100 piece.
Yeah, 100 piece. Yeah.
I call my wings pieces, by the way. Not my shakers. My wings.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Not my shakers.
All right. The Drive is live. Coming up, programming notes for you to know. Coming up in the next segment, you'll hear, hopefully, we'll try to get that for you at that time. You never know when they want to get started. But in the next segment, D'Amico Ryans will speak and we'll carry that for you right here on The Drive on Sports Radio 610. And as they turn the page and get ready for the Bears Sunday Night Football, we'll get his thoughts, maybe hear who's practicing, maybe if there's any injury things, we'll hear about that as well. But D'Amico will be coming up right, hopefully, in this next segment. And in the 3 o'clock segment, around 3:20, we expect to hear and carry for you C.J. Stroud, who is also speaking to the media. So in the 2 o'clock hour coming up here, hopefully in the next 15 minutes or so, you'll hear from the head coach.